Hi, this is a procedure recording for Danny Seward, DANNYSEWARD. Date of birth 5858, date of service is 1/16/2024. The procedure is intra-articular injection of the left shoulder, injection of the supraspinatus, infraspinatus tendon, and bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome, bilateral median nerve block. The procedures are done as follows. First of all, these procedures are done according to the protocol. The supraspinatus tendon injection, infraspinatus tendon injection, and the intra-articular injection of the left shoulder. Medical indications are based on the MRI finding, which are supraspinatus tendinosis, tendinitis, and intra-substance partial thickness tear of the supraspinatus tendon is in the MRI dated dated November 17, 2023 from M1 imaging. It also shows infraspinatus tendinitis. It shows subacromial subdeltoid bursitis, inferior labral tear, coracoacromial ligament strain, and bone marrow edema in the humeral head. So these injections are being proposed to left shoulder. Intra-articular injections should relieve the labral the inflammation of the subdeltoid, also labral tear, hopefully. The injection was done successfully. However, patient reported a numbness of the right arm, numbness of the left arm after the injection. It is possible that this tear in the inferior labral area caused the leakage of the anesthetic, leading to blockage of the axillary nerves. But this whole episode disappeared after 2 hours. There was no weakness or motor weakness. Patient was able to go home successfully. The supraspinatus and infraspinatus injections are done according to the protocol. Regarding the median nerve block for both hands, is done for the presence of a numbness and tingling of the right hand, second, third, and fourth finger, as well as positive finding of median nerve entrapment with tinel sign, phalen sign being positive and motor power being 4/5. The injection of the median nerve was done according to the protocol at the wrist area. Patient tolerated the procedure very well. Thank you.